Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. I'm Jim Jefferies. Please subscribe and rate our podcast and come and see me on tour. I'll do that in a second. Look, I'm in a good mood. We have had pies delivered. I've had two meat pies from an Australian pie company. The company's called
Fork in Aussie Pies, and they have two locations in LA, Englewood and Santa Monica.
And they didn't just stop at pies. They gave us mushy peas and mashed potato. Missed having ketchup on my pie. I call it ketchup now. I've lived in America long enough. Nick is from Adelaide, which means he's very excited to see women walking on two legs. So that's what he does here in LA.
He brought us beer too, and
he brought us Cooper's beer. Yeah. One of my favorite beers. I was just complaining earlier that I couldn't get Australian beer in America. I've tried to order it online. I can't get it. I'm a Tui's guy, Nick. I'm a Tui's, but I like Cooper's. Tui's new. Tui's dry. What about Tui's dry?
None of it.
I fucking love Tui's
dry. You have is Cooper's.
Foster's is shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's because Americans listen to rubbish. Foster's is shit.
That's what we think Australian beer is. That's what we were taught to think it was.
Paul Hogan probably fucking us over in some way. If anyone's listening to the podcast and want to come down with some Tui's dry, you've got a winner. I've never advertised products. I've never been in the official name or face of a product, but I will flippantly just fucking tweet anyone who gives me beer. And also our friend Tommy Caprio is on the show. You know, might know Tommy Caprio as Tony, the homophobic Tony Award guy. He was also my landlord in a photo. And then this week he was Charlie Chaplin impersonating Hitler. It was very meta. But Tommy has got some Bundaberg rum from Australia, which is, if you hear an Australian go Bundy and Coke, I can't drink Bundaberg because it makes me get a little bit punchy. And that's not good for me because I'm good at throwing the punches, but I'm not good at winning the fights. So I can't drink Bundaberg anymore. We have Andrew Wontok. You might know Andrew because we tease Andrew constantly on the podcast because Andrew's what you call a victim. Now, coming up, I have shows November 10th, November 11th in Toronto at the Sony Center for Performing Arts. December 1st, I'll be at the, how do you say that? The
Agua Caliente.
Agua Caliente in Rancho.
Hot water resort.
Resort in Rancho Mirage. I assume that's Mexico. And
it says
December.
California right there.
Oh, Palm California.
Right there. Agua Caliente Resort in Rancho Mirage. Yeah, there you go.
That'll be a nice little drive. December 2nd, I'll be at the Celebrity Theater in Phoenix. Now, I assume the Celebrity Theater in Phoenix includes all the other Phoenix celebrities. So I'll be the only one there. Also, added shows in the UK, January 24th in London at the Hammersmith Apollo. The night before, I will be recording my comedy special. We're doing two shows there. So you can come and watch me when I'm just phoning it in because I would have just gotten real wasted the night before. Actually, no, we're coming back a few days later.
You'll be in Dublin right before this.
Oh, Dublin. Yeah. Don't come to the Dublin show. It's going to be fucking horrible. But when I come back to the Hammersmith Apollo, I'll be putting my full effort in. And then I'll be going, we've got an extra show at the Manchester Apollo on January 25th, which is one day from Australia Day, which is not that exciting for me. But, you know, I've had a pie and I'm all Aussied up right now. So as always, my co-host for this podcast is, I will say, for him to leave the house the way he looks every day, the brave Forrest Shaw. How are you doing, Forrest?
Thanks. I mean, there's nothing I can do about my face, but I appreciate you mentioning it.
Your face isn't your big issue. Your face is actually your crowning glory.
Don't take my joke and try to make it into your joke, all right?
What is your joke that I made into your joke?
So anyways, we have a podcast email I wanted to tell everybody about.
We haven't even introduced Tommy Caprio. Oh, we have
introduced him.
I only got introduced as a
shut up and let me do this right now. Every episode you say, hey, just email us if you want to ask a question or find out whatever, and we've never given out the email, so I figured we should probably do that.
Oh, it's www.wewon'treadit.com.
That's not an email address. Okay, so try again. Try another
Gmail.
One.
Gmail.
No www.
Why did we always stick with the www? Like they really think that was always going to last? The World Wide Web.
Well, it's there. I mean, it's still there.
But you can do it without it.
Yeah.
It's like they had this invention. They were like, oh, you got to put the World Wide Web or people won't understand what they're fucking doing. And now you don't have to do it anymore. Just saying.
So our email is jeffreyshowpodcast@gmail.com. So.
I like how I'm the guy who's shut it up on my own podcast all the time. Every time I'm talking, someone else pipes in with, all right, so that was Jim.
Is that how you took that? I just took that as me giving out the email.
All right, Forrest is very upset about, so this, about the comments we made about his looks.
I mean, I wouldn't even be on this podcast anymore if I was upset about that. That was the first thing you said was,
I'm surprised
open my
you're
asshole.
Still on
that
the planet.
So, jeffreyshowpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions or comments, we won't care about the comments, really, but, you know, we'll read them. And we won't even do it.
Keeping this thing on the train.
And, yeah, send in some stuff. And if there's something funny or good or...
Tommy meant
like
to say keeping the show on the tracks, and he said keeping the show on the train.
Tracks.
And, he's the least drunk person. He goes, you're keeping the show on the train.
I had a track. Took me a second.
On the train.
Hey, Jim, do you want to introduce our guests?
I did. It's
yeah, I know.
It's Tommy Caprio and Andrew Wontok. Now, when you hear the name Wontok, you think he'd be some type of Asian fella. He's not. He's Puerto Rican. So how's your family doing? Are they drowned yet? Is everything okay with them? Are they doing good?
No, nobody's drowned yet. They're good. Halloween tonight.
No, he's actually bizarrely white, Andrew Wontok. You're from Detroit, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
How's that town going? It's like fucking Mad Max up there.
Yeah, nice
like
place.
The suburbs of Detroit.
Yeah, you got the suburbs of Detroit. It's a nice place.
Now, a bit of a backstory on both these characters. Tommy is what's your job description?
My title is co-executive producer, but my job description would be I'm financially responsible.
He's the guy that's in charge of the money, so we don't spend too much money, so that I get to bed when I'm coked up in Washington. and then Andrew does. He's a field producer. He produces the field pieces. He also used to be a field producer for Daniel Tosh, as did Scott Zabinski, our showrunner. He was also worked for Daniel Tosh. So a couple of wounded animals.
Hold on,
there.
Andrew. Why don't you tell him what you do on the show?
I'm actually a supervising producer on the show.
Yeah,
and,
there you go.
You're not a field producer?
Well, he does work on that too, but
I go
it's
in
not
the
as
field.
Like,
do you do other things?
Yeah, I do some other stuff, man. It's cool.
Contrary to what you believe, there's a lot of other skills on this that people do here.
Now, I was very happy with this episode, and the only way I judge episodes is how fast I can read them. And last week was a debacle. I was reading like a moron. And then this week, I did it pretty much in about three takes, everything in three takes. So that was pretty
really good.
Yeah, I was excited about this one. Yeah. After last week, I was worried about you that you would like carry over in your head.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you'd be. And then we'd
I had a bad week. I was worried about it all week because I read so badly last week. And then I did a show at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut that wasn't great. It was like 4,000 or 5,000 people. And then I did a show in the Hamptons on Saturday in front of 400 people where I ripped the fucking shit out of it and I got my mojo back. So it's good to be back, people. I've still got my career. So let's talk about the show that we did today. The first act was Forrest. I can't remember.
Well, first of all, we always try to tell people in the title sequence of things that to look for. There's a border wall, turns into a baseball player making a play. Boom. World Series.
There was a world map that became a baseball?
No.
Was that
border
week?
Wall this oh, week that border becomes wall. A baseball player making a play. Yeah.
And if you're listening to the podcast right now, the Dodgers just won 17-1. That was pretty cool, wasn't it? That was pretty cool. The game's about to happen in a couple of hours. We're all very excited.
Trump actually all at the game together.
Yeah, yeah. We all went to the first World Game Series. This is the group of four people who went to the World Game.
It was a good time.
We all went along.
No meat helmet either.
Yeah, no, because Nacho what happens is I try to watch me weight, but I went to a playoff game. I went to a playoff game with Caprio, and we had about maybe two or three servings of different meals in helmets. And I decided that the helmet diet wasn't for me because I went home and shat myself in no fucking mild way.
Yeah.
It was like pulled pork on on top of fries inside a helmet, and then there was a nachos helmet. Yeah. And the only reason I got the nachos helmet is because Forrest, and this is bizarre that he mentions it, every now and again when we go to the baseball together, Forrest goes, I've never had nachos in a helmet. So I went off to have a piss, and I came back and went, I got to get nachos in a helmet for fries. And this is a full-sized grown helmet you can eat nachos out of. And then there's a smaller helmet with your pork
fries. Yeah.
Asada. Oh, it was beef, was it? And so we had that. Anyway, that was a fat episode for me.
No, but when you came, like, I didn't know you were getting the nacho helmet. And when you came back to the aisle where we're sitting with the nacho helmet, it was one of the greatest moments of my life because I wasn't expecting the nacho helmet. That,
I came back with a nachos helmet and two carne asada fries helmet. And
forks.
But this wasn't the game we
played. No, it was a different game.
No.
It was the first game.
By then, when you went to that game of the World Series, I couldn't eat helmet food anymore.
No, I don't want any more helmet nachos.
We got four Dodger dogs, but do you put ketchup on your Dodger dog?
I do, but I hear this whole big debate about whether you should put ketchup on hot dogs. You're only meant to put mustard. And we were talking about this in the office the other day because Obama is very adamant that you should only put mustard on dogs because it's a Chicago thing, isn't it, Scott?
It is, yeah.
Scott's from Chicago, and you're not meant to eat hot dogs with ketchup. And in Germany and all that, they only eat mustard as well.
Our weatherman doesn't like anything.
Oh, yeah, he just likes them plain. Brad Pitt likes his hot dogs plain.
Well, I don't know if Brad Pitt does, but our weatherman.
our weatherman did. Now, which brings us to our new weatherman had to be cut from this episode, Kevin Spacey. It was very sad. we had him originally, but we lost Jack Hackett along the way, and we thought we can't do it anymore. If anyone's wondering who Jack Hackett is, he's my young assistant who's 22, who, incidentally, if you don't remember Jack Hackett, he is a young man. He's been on the podcast, I think, twice, has he? Yeah. And what happened with young Jack, and is it all right if I say this, Jack? Jack, he doesn't care. He's in a Minions outfit. Jack was on, he was at a party that day. Jack's dad works for Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. And then Jack met this girl, and he was dressed as Jerry Garcia for fucking Halloween because he's the oldest young man you've ever met. Right? He goes to Halloween as a member of the Grateful Dead, and then he meets a girl, and the girl goes, "Are you Jerry Garcia?" And he goes, "Yes, I am." And then he chats to her and finds out that her dad works for Pepsi. The controversy. Anyway, they hit it off by comparing their diabetes.
Who's gonna care?
And what happened is she's invited Jack to a party tonight. How's that?
Really? It's like a modern day Romeo and Juliet story. That's great.
Now when you kiss her, remember your new catchphrase. Can you hack it? You gotta say that afterwards. Can you hack it? Like that. And don't you gonna wear the Minion outfit? I recommend, look, you don't look good much, but the Minion outfit is adorable, and I'm sure she's at the age where she saw those movies originally in the cinema. Anyway, so Jack's going to have a date. We'll fill you in on that next week if we're still on
the show. That's very exciting.
So the show, what was the first act about?
Indictments. The first charges filed in the Mueller investigation. So
very exciting over the weekend we heard. This is the thing is, because as we said about the show, is like we had another piece written, but then over the weekend it was like some people are going to be indicted from the Mueller investigation of Russian collusion in the election, and it turned out who got fired again? Who's arrested? A guy called Papadopoulos.
Well, yeah, Papadopoulos is the funnest name to say of all of them. But
just feels good.
Paul Manafort and Rick Gates were the first two, and then Papadopoulos. He's already admitted to being guilty, and he's like turned evidence over to them, and
he may have been wearing a wire.
I was going to say that. Did you read about that? Somebody mentioned that he might have been wearing a wire now.
Yeah, so maybe Papadopoulos is working for us the whole time.
No, I mean he wasn't, but he is now supposedly. Yeah, and he's the same. I know people say this on Twitter, but I always think it's if this dates me, he's the same name as Webster's dad. Do you remember the show Webster?
Yeah,
Webster.
Webster Papadopoulos. I'm pretty sure that was his name.
So Webster was adopted by the Papadopoulos family.
In the show, yeah.
In the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know he was adopted. I never understood that show. I just thought that's what little Greek people look like. all right, so Webster. Can someone do a fact check? Is Webster dead?
He's alive.
Feels like Webster should be dead.
I saw him at...
It feels like he's the only person who could have been a pallbearer at Gary Coleman's funeral.
He was alive. He came and spoke on a panel at a comedy festival I was at one time, Boston Comedy Festival.
All right, okay, so Webster's still alive.
He's Emmanuel Lewis on the George Stramopoulos show. Wow, he only does Greek shows.
Yeah, he's
still alive.
You're right.
He's 4'3".
So anyway, Webster's dad was in trouble for doing things with the Russian government. And we talked about that a bit. It was all a lot of fun. I can't remember any highlights of that act. What was the big highlight of that act? What was the big joke that you liked? Was that the one with the Grimace joke in it?
No, this was house arrest. It's a rich man's prison. Yeah. Trump responded on Twitter. That was years ago, and you had the Charles Manson
run.
Finished with the cheeseburger was the highlight.
The cheeseburger is Fox News. It sort of ignored the indictment whole thing, and they really focused on the fact that there was a new emoji coming out where the cheese was on the bottom of the cheeseburger. And then we had a big argument that cheese should be on the top of a cheeseburger, which asked you this question, where should the salad be?
Yeah, and their emoji, the lettuce is on the bottom.
Are you asking that question for us to answer?
Yes, the lettuce should go on top of the cheese.
Yeah, I believe it should be like In-N-Out. It should be meat, cheese,
lettuce,
tomato. Grilled onion should be towards the meat, though.
No, lettuce on the very top. Condiments underneath the lettuce.
You want lettuce on the very top?
Yeah, because I think it's because it gets wet and it just makes the...
Well, why don't you dry the lettuce off?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Don't put wet lettuce on a burger.
I mean, if you put the condiments on top of the lettuce, it makes it slick. And then when you bite through, because the lettuce and the bun are together, it slips right out the back. That whole thing sounded...
That's never happened in the history of any... Like, no one's ever been, my lettuce slipped out the back of my burger.
Not the lettuce. The lettuce just walks, makes everything else slip.
All right.
Well, now we know.
Sounds a bit weird. My uncle used to have a joke that he always used to do when we were little kids, and I never really understood it. Now I look back on the joke, and it's kind of rapey. And if you go, what's for dessert? You'd either say some Randy tarts was one of his jokes, right? Which means
yeah.
And his other one was honey roll over and lettuce. Not as good. Honey roll over and lettuce.
That's so Webster's still alive.
All right.
He's 3'6". I said 4'3". He's 3'6".
He shrunk a bit in his old age.
Medical condition has never been as close. You know what we were talking about just before the podcast? Is
Webster's dictionary really small?
Okay. So all this stuff's going down with this investigation, and then it was brought up, if they find some smoking gun with Trump, you know, would that mean that you would have to go back to like a revote? And I was like, no, absolutely not, because...
Well, what's the deal now with the people who are going to be arrested? Will Trump just give him a presidential pardon?
I heard he might even pardon himself, which would be amazing.
Wasn't he already talking about doing that earlier else?
Can you do that?
I don't think we know.
Can he pardon himself?
I don't think so.
Why didn't Nixon pardon himself?
Because I think he knew it would have been insane to even give it a try.
Okay.
It seems like Trump might give it a shot.
What's that from? Okay, I'm looking at an article right now. Poll. Vast majority of Trump voters say he should stay in office even if Russian collusion is proven.
Well, of course. They want to make
I know, but that's great. Like, that's like an 80s movie. Like, we were all against Russia, and now all of a sudden it's fun.
It's like the new sitcom, The Mayor. He should be in charge. That school kid who was good at skateboarding and rapped a bit, he should be the mayor, and then eventually the president and so forth. What channel is that on? Is that being canceled yet?
I don't think I've seen it.
The Mayor?
The Mayor? Oh, my God. Just the billboards are upsetting me.
I'm sure it's canceled already.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the end of The Mayor. If you haven't caught up on all the episodes, it was about a teenager who became the mayor. So after we talked about
the second act we had was a field
after
piece.
After School Satan Club, which is one of my favorite field pieces ever. Mm. I interviewed a lot of people. There was the Good News Club. The Good News Club is the club where Christians want to have kids that are in after school groups. And what happens with many parents is you work late hours and you can't pick up your kids right away. And so you need to put them into something to bide a few hours before you get off work. And so what the Christians done is they've swooped in and they've started up these clubs where your kids can go along and they can play games, play some dodgeball, but also learn about God and going to hell. And these clubs are 3,800 of them in the country.
That guy did not like you, by the way.
There was a pastor who didn't like me. Yes. And so there's another group that's trying to start up a club to rival that of the Good News Club, and they are called the After School Satan Club. Now, I interviewed both of these.
They're
groups.
Science-based.
I interviewed a religious fellow who was all for the after-school clubs, and he was a complete and utter cocksucker. And then I interviewed the After-School Satan Club, and they were a complete and utter bunch of cocksuckers as well. And I should agree with them because they're atheists, and I'm an atheist.
In science, as they're supposed to be, right?
Yeah,
they're not really Satanists.
They were contrarians. They were people that just wanted to stir shit up. So, yeah. One of the great things in my idea of being an atheist is you don't have to think about it. You don't have to go to church. You realize there's not a God and you just fucking move on with your life. These people have realized there's not a God and they've become more preachy than religious people.
Okay, yeah. Well,
Jim, I'm
the kids were cute at
I'm
the end.
I'm agnostic. What does that make me?
No, that we,
you tell like, us. You're okay. You're the one that's agnostic.
Well, here's
what are you?
The thing. I just don't think there's enough information to have an opinion one way or another.
But and that's why you don't have your own TV show.
You're gonna have to do a podcast.
You gotta have a firm view on things. Agnostic, you wishy-washy.
So you need more information.
you don't know. There might be. Who knows? But I'll tell you what. You don't get into heaven with those views. You might as well be atheist.
Yeah, but at least I'm being honest. I'm like, there's just not enough information to know.
There's enough information.
What other information do you need?
Yeah.
What about those who say they're spiritual?
Spiritual?
Oh, yes. I've had sex with a lot of women who are allegedly spiritual. Yes.
Yeah, but you don't have to be like. It's not a religion. There's no moral code if you're spiritual. You don't believe in energy and
do you,
and those
do you things? Look, I believe there's a soul. I believe that your soul dies with you when you die. I don't believe like a human corpse is still the person. I think, it's your being. You have a being. But that being doesn't have to go anywhere.
Right, but it's
it doesn't have to be a ghost.
Are you spiritual?
I'm extremely spiritual. I mean, I meditate, you do, and I mess with crystals and stuff, but I also...
What do you mean you mess with crystals? What does that even mean?
It's crystal meth.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Crystal meth, not meth. Yeah, but I mean...
You can't just mess with crystals. That doesn't mean...
Energy is things like... Two people in a bad mood, just like carrying off of one another, and that's what I'm.
Yeah, no, I get that.
That would
energy
be considered spiritual. It wouldn't be religion.
Yeah.
You want to know about messing with crystals?
I want to know what kind of crystals you have. You mess with crystals.
My big crystal is black tourmaline. It keeps negative energy.
On your pocket.
I like the blue stuff from Breaking Bad.
That's on your necklace.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wear it every day.
You do have a crystal. All right. I thought you were going to be like more religious. I felt like...
Well, I mean, I grew up Roman Catholic.
Yeah, New Jersey.
He's Italian from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Of course he's a little bit. Oh, wait.
I carry a little bit of that guilt. That's what... yeah, exactly. Oh, wait.
Yeah, oh, wait.
But, no, I mean, I grew over time,
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah,
when
you moved to California. That's what happened. Yeah, I started messing with crystals.
I used to be 6 pounds, mate.
Your nose.
I grew spiritually.
Your nose and your ears never stop growing. Or your spiritualness.
I'm fucked.
It's those three things.
My nose doesn't stop
growing. No, your nose is all right. Your nose is not bad.
It's hanging in there.
For an eye tie.
All right, agnostic and messes with crystals. That's pretty good.
Well, like, what if you define God as energy? How can you not say that there is a God? Like, if there's energy exists, right? We'd agree with that. There's something's happening.
Cool.
Well, okay.
So you're saying there's energy in the world, yes?
But then now it's just semantical whether we call energy God or not, right?
Do you believe in an afterlife?
No, in so much that like there's energy that I have that may dissipate into the universe, and that energy might not be lost.
And it's upsetting everyone.
Not if you live a good life.
No, I still believe in living a good life. I believe in being good to others and trying to treat people as you would like to be treated. I believe that's the fundamental thing about being a human. I don't believe in karma, but I believe you get what you give in this world, and that's just because if you're nice to people, people will be nice back to you. And what did the Beatles say? And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make, which should have been the last lyrics on any Beatles album, but then stupidly on Abbey Road, Paul McCartney wanted to slap on Her Majesty, which is half a fucking song, and he should have been told not to put
that on. Oh, yeah,
that
song, that is bad.
Her Majesty is a pretty nice privilege. Yeah, it's to see. That one, useless fucking song. It should have ended with, the Beatles' last lyrics should have been, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. That's how it should have fucking ended, but Paul McCartney fucked it. So... You know, and he's the one that's still living.
Allegedly.
I don't dislike the idea of Jesus, by the way.
You don't dislike the idea of Jesus?
No, like, I think the...
I mean, the idea of Jesus.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Sure, yeah. It's a way to live your life.
I like if the you idea live, of Santa.
Right, but yeah. I'm saying if you live... I look at Jesus Christ as like a father of humanity. In a time when there's no science or everything, even if he existed as a human being, and said a couple of those things, in a world where people were... inhumane and unjust, and hey, you're a prostitute, you're a hooker, you have leprosy, go over there, and someone would say, hey, I'm going to sit with this person, I don't care what
I would have sat with any prostitute.
Right, but then
I'm good with that.
In a time like that, you would have been
I would have been approaching those women all the time. Does that make me Jesus?
No, you would have been seen as divine, and maybe it would have been considered Jesus.
Yeah, now that you put it that way with the prostitute thing, I'm kind of behind Jesus.
Yeah,
too.
I'm behind Jesus.
In my younger years, of course.
Pimping it out.
Yeah.
That's all the pages out of the Bible that they took out.
So that was the after school Satan Club, and that was a fun little piece. And at the end,
many of you will
watch the kids at the end of that piece, and it looks like they said, "Don't be a cunt," but we didn't make kids say that. We made them say the words, "Don't be a count." And
I thought
they
you said
didn't. No, it was count, and they didn't know what they were saying. So please don't write in saying that I was making kids say horrible things, because I wasn't. Next is Act 3 was the GOP split. Jeff Flake spoke out against the government.
This was the McDonald's thing you were referencing earlier.
Yeah, we had a whole other thing about how the GOP, like how Bannon's out of the Republican Party now, and McCain's talking shit on Trump, and
they're pretty much a mess now. They're in charge of everything, and they're a mess.
Like, yeah, right? And it's like they hate their leader, but they're happy they're in charge. It's a very weird dichotomy they're in right now. And we did, my favorite joke of the season, which was likening the Republican Party to McDonald's, because back in the day when we were all young, we were all 40-odd, right? When we were all young, McDonald's used to have characters. It wasn't just Ronald McDonald's. There was other characters. There was Mayor McCheese. There was Grimace. There was fucking...
The
Hamburglar. The Hamburglar. Officer Big Mac. There was a bird that was in charge of something. A small bird.
Bird.
And there was some... Yeah. There was like the Hurry Up Bird or something. Scott, look that up.
There was like
a bird.
That was
Hurry Up Bird.
When chicken nuggets...
That was an Australian thing.
Yeah, there was Birdie McFunfries or something. There was a fucking bird, I'm telling you.
Birdie the early bird?
Birdie the early bird who came in during breakfast. So you all looked at me like I was a fucking idiot. And then with the slightest fucking look, you found Birdie the early bird.
That's the worst name ever.
Anyway, so she doesn't exist either. That was the first time they tried a female character. It was probably rough on her with all the other male characters, the sexual harassment and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so we had Birdie McEarly Bird. And there was some
fries.
Fries
did something.
Fry guys.
There was fries. There were fry kids. Guys. The fries guys.
Fry guys. Here, I got a list of all of them now.
All right. So anyway.
It was a good time to like.
Anyway, what people don't know is.
Sunday was Ronald's dog. Did you know that?
Well, that's not a real thing.
I'm reading it right now.
So what happened was all of these characters have been decommissioned. Over the time, they've all been retired, and the only thing we still have left is Ronald, right? So we did a thing about how Trump is always firing all of his staff, and so there was a whole joke about having a clown in the White House. And then for whatever reason, I got to be out, and I was so happy to do it, I got to say that Grimace, and if you remember, Grimace was like a purple sort of tapered blob. And
he's a milkshake guy.
I didn't know you had milkshake related. And then I said Grimace was a big purple butt plug of a character. Now, I've been trying to work this joke in for several episodes and not finding an avenue to put it in. Grimace, if you look back on old pictures of Grimace, it's like there was some guy who was in charge of coming up with McDonald's characters, and he just wanted to leave that day, and then just one of his pens broke and some ink fell onto the fucking page, and he goes, I've got it.
But here's his background. He was, in Grimace's first two appearances, he was depicted with two pairs of arms with which to steal milkshakes and pops. Evil Grimace. That's what
he was a baddie.
Yeah, he was evil. Evil was soon dropped, but then they brought him back in, I guess made him like friendly or not evil.
I don't remember his personality.
He also had an uncle briefly.
I don't think he ever talked.
He had an uncle briefly, Uncle O'Grimacy. He was 77 to 85 for the St. Patrick's Day shakes, the Shamrock Shake. Uncle O'Grimacy.
Oh, okay. he was your Irish Grimace.
Yeah, they just said that.
Uncle O'Grimacy.
Yeah, there was
it does seem like a weird name to
there's
have
a lot of characters
sell
here.
Food.
If you put him up your ass, you grimace as well.
What does it mean to grimace?
It's kind of like, I don't know.
It's like to pull a bad face. It's grim.
Yeah,
you're like,
you have like a disdain for something.
Yeah, or like maybe you like pulled a muscle or something like that. And you kind of you make grimace.
I was jogging along. I pulled a hamstring. I grimaced the whole way home.
Yeah. Why does that correlate to selling French fries?
No.
He was originally a baddie. He was stealing milkshakes. Keep the fuck up.
Well, why wouldn't they, if they were going to rebrand him, why wouldn't they give him a new name?
Well, there it is.
There's a lot of characters I've never heard of. Griddler?
The Griddler. He only stole the grilled hamburgers.
To grimace is a twisted expression on a person's face, typically expressing disgust, pain, or wary amusement.
Do you remember I Am Hungry? There was a guy named I Am Hungry. That was a character. He was a short-lived McDonaldland character who was self-proclaimed.
He was an Ethiopian character?
All right. Nice joke. No, he was the vice president of snacking from 98 to 2001. That's what it says.
Ethiopian jokes were the 80s.
He was in charge of the Ethiopian burger, which was just half a bun.
It was a seed, I thought.
Updated.
You had to plant the seeds and then a hamburger grew out of the ground? Tommy, that's not nice. Anyway,
real
so,
cool, Tommy.
Yeah, I'm
over the line on this.
Rub your crystal. Rub your crystal right now.
Yeah, I'm glad you believe in a god because he doesn't like you right now. Anyway, so we did a joke about Grimace and the whole problem that happened with the GOP, the grand old party, and the split that's happening in there right now. And we did a reference to how much that Trump is such a piece of shit that now Democrats are starting to act like fucking George W. is a pretty good guy. Because if this show was happening 10 years ago, all we'd be doing is bitching about George W. I used to do stand-up and just constantly, he was the worst guy in the world. And now, I like George.
Yeah.
George, if you're listening, come on the show. Come on, draw a portrait, we'll fucking hug.
Painter.
You say something. What do you
mean?
He's
kind of getting a little senile. He'll paint something for you. That's why people like it when he's an old man, he doesn't even know what's going on.
No, it's because of Trump. It's definitely because of Trump.
I like,
without a doubt, though.
I tell you, who would you rather hang out with, Jimmy Carter or George W.?
George W.
George W., hands down, man.
Partying.
Okay, now, George W. or your Bill Clinton. Now, remembering that George W. doesn't drink anymore, who do you want?
George W.
I still want to hang out with George W.
Over Bill Clinton?
No, I'm hanging out with Clinton.
I'm hanging out with Clinton.
No.
If Clinton's wife wasn't alive and he was single again, Clinton all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I could really party with a cunt. Then I'd go
I like how you said Clinton's wife. She almost was president, and you're like, Clinton's wife.
Clinton's wife, whatever her name is. Whatever that lady's name is.
She didn't win.
I know, but I mean, she did some things. She accomplished some things in her life, I'd say, at this point. More than Grimace.
We get a lot of
stories.
I was
in the same room.
I went in. My dad took me to this like auto exec thing when I grew up in Detroit, and there was 5,000 people at this event, and Clinton was going to speak. And we're all sitting at these tables, and all these auto execs were – it was – in the middle of the Monica Lewinsky scandal, and they were all just shitting all over Bill Clinton constantly. Mm. They announce him in, they play the presidential song, he comes in, he speaks for 15 minutes. I've never seen an auditorium of 5,000 people jump on their feet and applaud at the end after they spent their whole time like shitting on him.
But you've come to my shows. You've come to my
shows. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No, it's similar. It's like that. Like
but
that
it,
guy
was authentic,
like, walked into
the people,
the room.
Yeah.
He walked into a room and he just dominates the room. It was something I had never seen before. Like people that wanted to hate the guy.
Yeah. In that documentary of Anthony Weiner that was, I think it was on HBO or Showtime, it's called. There's a moment where he's like the whole room hates him. You could see why people liked him as a politician. There's a room where it's like on Staten Island or something. I forget where it was, and he's about to give a speech and everybody hates him in the room. And at the end they like him, and you could see he's like very charismatic.
He's a politician. That's their job.
Well, they're not all good like that.
Clinton.
No, I think there's something about being a very good public speaker or something like that. Is
Wiener.
So many people bag me on the internet and say what a piece of shit I am. But whenever people meet me, they're always like, oh, it's so nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So any of you people who are writing what a bag of shit I am now, come up and say it to my face. Give it a go.
All right.
I won't fight back or anything. I'll just be really sad. But, you know, you could achieve something. And then Act 4 was Moana. Moana is a Disney. She's from the Pacific Islands. She's Hawaiian.
I didn't see the movie, but I think
she's from that era, South Pacific.
I'll get into that.
And what happened was some people got very upset because kids were dressing as Moana for Halloween, and people think that's culturally inappropriate to do that. And we made the argument, it was the first time we ever agreed with Fox,
Hawaiian,
that yes, kids should be able to dress as Moana. It's just the big deal with your Halloween outfit is, you know, just don't black your skin up. Can wear whatever outfit you want.
Cultural appropriation is out of control.
Cultural appropriation is out of control.
I actually posted a picture of a pumpkin that I carved a cocopelli in.
What's a cocopelli?
A cocopelli is like a Native American symbol for fertility and youth. It's kind of like the famous flute player. Really cool looking.
Well, anyway. I don't know about that, Tommy. That doesn't sound right.
Anyway, it was a pumpkin, and people actually tweeted and responded that my pumpkin was culturally appropriated.
No, it was, but that's not a problem. You were just doing a nice picture of an
Indian.
Right,
but that's
Indian.
What I'm saying, but that's no different than
was
this.
Your Indian, like, what, did it have like a blanket covered in smallpox on it or something?
There was a feather popping out of the top of it, too.
But. Right. How many pumpkins have you carved? That can't be your first pumpkin.
I'm big on October,
you must
man.
Have done about 15 of them before you got to Native American with a feather top popping out the top
I
pumpkin.
I like pumpkin carving, costumes. October's a big month for me. It's a birthday month.
Do you have a pumpkin, Jim? Do you have, like, decorations at your house?
I gave a few goes at doing a pumpkin, but I've gotten too late. I didn't do it as a kid, so I try to do it with my son, and I'm just doing a shit job.
I want to help because I feel like that's a huge thing. So if Hank, or if you're
well, his mother has in front of her house, and I went over to her house the other day, and I was in like Rite Aid, and I bought like a skeleton dog that howls when you walk up to the door, and I thought that's pretty cool. So yeah, I bought a skeleton dog, so I'm doing me bit.
Moana's Polynesian, by the way, and she was in search of Maui. That's the whole thing.
She wanted to go to Maui?
That's what it says, yeah.
She's like
she was in search of Maui, who was the Rocks character.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't read the rest of it. She's a demigod. All right.
I was about to say she's like
that
every girl I've dated in L.A. if she's searching to go to Maui.
She wanted to go do the biking
Am I
thing,
right?
Live volcano. And
How long has this podcast been going?
We're going to keep going.
What time were you at? 37,
yeah.
Okay.
I was going to mention that last week you were on Jimmy Fallon.
I was on the Jimmy Fallon show.
You made new
friends. I had a good time. I went on Jimmy Fallon. I went and did a tight sort of 5-minute interview. And Kelly Ripa was on before me, who incidentally, I'm not going to say anything like for her age or anything like that, man. That she's a nice style of a woman. They don't make them like Kelly Ripa anymore. No, I tell you what, when they make Kelly Ripa, they break the fucking mold. That woman's pristine. I love
the
Ripa.
She's a Jersey girl, you said?
Yeah, she is. Oh,
okay. All right. Well, she's not as good as I thought she was.
saying this because she liked you?
No, I'm like, this is the thing. When I met Kelly Ripa, I said, go back, and you can go back through my tweets. About 2.5 years ago, I tweeted, I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks. Kelly Ripa is hysterical. That woman, when she's on a TV show, they give her a different host every 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't give a fuck. She just shows up 5 minutes before, reads the newspaper, and just fucking talks. That woman is a pro. I love the Ripa.
I bet she reads a prompter like a champion. She's probably been doing it for years.
All right, fine. She's a good reader. Anyway, so Kelly Ripa was the other guest on. She did a little joke to Jimmy Fallon about how she's with Ryan Seacrest now on the show and how they do a Halloween episode. And she went, you wouldn't believe this, but Ryan Seacrest makes a very convincing woman. And Jimmy Fallon did his, what are you talking about? I can't believe that. And as soon as I came out, I said, why did you act so shocked that Ryan Seacrest makes a convincing woman? We all assume that, surely, right? Jimmy Fallon laughed, blah, 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 blah. And then I said, I think, and they cut this bit out. I said, I think Ryan Seacrest should go as Michael Strahan for Halloween, right? And because that was the coast they just got rid of, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, He acted all shocked, and he said something like, oh, you better watch out. Kelly might be listening. I said, oh, she's already fucking gone home. Because every time you do these late night shows, the guest before you goes on, and then they're in their car. By the time you get off, you never meet the other person that's on the show with them. And then I went, ah, she's already fucking gone home. Don't worry about it. So I go back. I have a, what I consider to be a fairly good show. And I go back to my dressing room, and I open the door, and I turn the light on, and Kelly Ripa's sitting in my makeup chair, and she turns around like a Bond villain.
She had the light off?
Yeah, she had the light off. She's just sitting there in the dark. And I show up, and I'm like, oh, hey. And she goes, so you thought I'd left? And I was like, no offense. I'm actually a big fan, Kelly. I sent a tweet like 2 years ago, blah, blah. Anyway, Kelly Ripa has invited me onto the Kelly Ripa show, and they call it the Kelly and Ryan show, but it's really the Kelly show. And next time I'm in New York, I endeavor to be on the Kelly Ripa show.
That's too early in the morning for you.
Yeah, I'll be all right. It's about midday, isn't it? Or 9 or something.
I don't know, but that'd be a good show for you to go on.
All right. Yeah, I'm done doing this podcast. I got to eat another pie. I got trick-or-treating to do with my son. I have to piss. I've had about 4 fucking beers. Anyone got anything they want to press? Tommy, you have a podcast?
I do. I have a podcast called 8 Ball Sports that I do with some friends of mine. And I also, my Twitter's...
I've done a few 8 balls in my day. Yeah. What type of sports are you talking about? No, just checking each other's pulse until you die?
It's not about pool or cocaine. Just 4 guys talking sports and needed a name. That was the tagline.
But you knew it was going to be...
But there's also 4 guys, 2 sets of testicles each, 8 balls. It was simple. We just kind of came up with it.
Yeah, that's nice.
But, you still think of Coke every time.
Yeah, but that's the point. Who cares? Okay, the logo's black and white. It's fun. It's a good time.
It's a good
and
title.
Then, I'm on Twitter at Tommy Caprio. Thanks, Fork and Delicious. These meat pies were fantastic, by the way. Thanks for the beers.
Andrew, I assume nothing's going on in your life.
No, I just want to plug the Mark Cuban interview coming up next week.
Oh.
That was, it was good.
So you got to plug the show, not just the interview.
Yeah, I'm plugging the Jim Jeffries show. Okay,
I plug Jim's show every week on my show.
Have you seen an edit of it yet?
Mm-mm. But I was there in person, and it was great, so I'm excited.
It was very funny in person. Mark said a lot of things that we can't put in the interview that we promised him we wouldn't put in because he may one day run for president, and we have to be respectful.
All right, cool. I don't have anything. I wanted to say thanks. There's a bunch of people came out to shows in Tampa that listened to the podcast. So imagine that, especially these 3 drunk guys, Mike, Robert, and James. I'd say their names, but they're so general that doesn't even fucking matter. I don't think. But I would say real quick, please, as we always say, please subscribe.
I'm gonna have a piss, man.
And this is about how it works every week when I'm gonna do this. Please subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And also, don't forget. Our email is jeffreyshowpodcast@gmail.com. So send us some.
Why don't we just keep talking without him?
Questions.
Why don't we
comments.
Can all get something to say? Maybe if we go and he's all in the bathroom, we can just keep. We can actually get something in.
But yeah, but I kind of like wrapped it up there.
Okay. Well, goodbye, everybody.